again. I awaken with a jolt. I don't know what it was. I guess the tracks are uneven or something. It takes me a moment to get my bearings. Helen's next to me. Lizzie is... She was a couple of rows back. I listen, but I can't hear her. Is Lizzie still back there? I ask Helen. Yes, she's right where she... Helen and I turn around in unison, and sure enough, Lizzie and the boy are no longer there. The mother is still in her seat, reading a book, oblivious. Where did they go? Okay, think logically, calmly. The train is moving. She can't have wandered off of it. She can't have left the car on this end, because Helen was awake the whole time, and she would have seen. So she must have gone the opposite way, towards the other end of the car. I'll go look for her, I tell Helen. I make it halfway down the car when I see a young man, probably college age, knocking on the door of the bathroom, which then opens a crack. I hear Lizzie shout, I'm working! I need private to see! And then the door slams shut. Oh my. Working? I'm afraid to guess what she might be up to. I walk the rest of the way down the aisle. I'm sorry, that's my daughter. I'll get her, I tell the man. I knock on the door myself, and it opens just a crack again. I put my foot in to hold it open. Lizzie, what are you doing? I'm almost done, Mommy. I can see the little boy in there. At a glance, he looks unharmed. Nothing's wrong. I decide, somewhat reluctantly, to let Lizzie finish whatever she's doing. I take my foot out of the door and let her close it again. 2 minutes go by, and it finally opens. Lizzie comes out, leading the boy by his right arm. His left arm is wrapped in toilet paper. I have to look twice to see that the toilet paper is held on by several Mickey Mouse stickers. I follow her as she heads back to our seats. Lizzie stops at the mother's seat, where she's finally noticed that her son is missing. Lizzie grabs the wrapped left arm and holds it up to the woman.
Billy hurt himself. I'm making him all better. I'm all done, except I need an Inavini. I bet my mommy has one, and then he'll be all better.
Lizzie is absolutely beaming with pride. The mother is horrified. Helen has come over, and she's equally appalled. We all notice at the same time spots of blood on the boy's white shirt and soaked through the toilet paper. Lizzie is unfazed by all the attention.
My mommy is a doctor, and she makes people all better. I watch her, so I know what to do. I'm a doctor, too.
Lizzie, what did you do? I'm the only adult who's not ready to scream her head off.
Billy hurt himself. The train made a big bounce, and he got a cut.
She points at his left arm.
Right there,
Billy agrees, gesturing to the sharp-edged tray, unfolded from the back of the seat in front of where they'd been sitting.
I know what to do, 'cause I watch Mommy do it, she repeats to the boy's mother. We went to the potty, and I told Billy not to cry, 'cause I was going to make him all better and he shouldn't cry,
Lizzie explains.
I closed the door 'cause of privacy, just like at the hospital, 'cause it's private when you go to the doctor. Then I washed my hands, and I used soap, 'cause Mommy says that's what you do when you're a doctor.
The mother is calming down. Helen still looks appalled, though, and several other passengers are listening, too. The young man who had to use the bathroom has decided to hold it in, apparently fascinated by Lizzie's tale. She's got herself an audience now, and she knows it. She smiles brightly, making eye contact with each of her listeners in turn before she gets back to her story.
He had blood 'cause he got a cut. I know what to do. Mommy says you have to wash the cut place first, so I washed it with soap. Billy cried a little, but I told him not to, and I said if he was good, he could have a lollipop when I was done.
It takes all my self-control to keep from doubling over with laughter at that. She goes on.
Then you have to band-aid up the cut. So I did that, and I taped it with my stickers so it stayed.
Indeed she did.
I gave him the Mickey Mouse ones 'cause he's a boy.
Perfectly logical.
Now I'm all done, except he needs his Inavini.
I have no idea. Oh, yes I do. I know exactly what she means, but looking at the blank expressions around me, I'm the only one who does.
Lizzie, honey, what's an Inavini? Helen asks, clearly afraid of the answer.
Lizzie gives her grandmother such a disdainful look that even my old professor, Dr. Morris, in his foulest mood, would have approved of.
You know,
she says with supreme impatience. I'm going to have to talk to her. It's not right for her to talk to her grandmother like that, but I can't bring myself to stop her in the middle of her performance.
An Inavini! You stick it in your arm, and there's a big baggie with medicine and stuff, and the stuff goes from the baggie into your arm, and it makes you all better. Mommy always has them in the hospital.
Unbelievable. There is no way I was that smart at her age. None. The mother has fully recovered her composure.
Thank you, Lizzie, she says.
Lizzie gives her a perfect little curtsy. Where the heck did she learn that? And says with her most charming smile,
You're welcome. But you should say Dr. Lizzie. That's how everybody at the hospital talks to Mommy.
The mother is almost as close to rolling over with laughter as I am. Of course, I'm so sorry. Thank you, Dr. Lizzie. I take Lizzie's hand and Billy's and walk them both over to our seats. I look back over my shoulder to the mother. I'll just check over Dr. Lizzie's work for you. She nods, and then she does start laughing. I can't blame her. It's the cutest thing I think I've ever seen. Okay, doctor, I tell Lizzie, rummaging through my luggage for my travel medical bag. Let me take a look. You know how Dr. Lori double-checks everything I do? That's all I'm doing.
What about the Inavini?
We don't always need an intravenous, Lizzie. If it's a small cut like this, just cleaning it and bandaging it up is enough. We only use the intravenous when somebody is really hurt badly, I tell her as I pull out a bandage, an alcohol swab, and some tape. She's disappointed. She obviously was looking forward to sticking an intravenous into Billy's arm. Billy, on the other hand, is very relieved. Come here, I tell him, and he hops up on the seat next to me. You did a very nice job, Lizzie, but you know what? Maybe we could use this bandage instead. What do you think? She looks at it very carefully and nods her approval. Why don't you take off the old bandage? She does. And we'll clean the wound again just to be safe. Why don't you do it? It's just a scratch, really nothing at all to worry about. I tear open the swab and give it to her, and she wipes Billy's arm thoroughly. I dry it with a paper towel, tear open the bandage, and put it on top of the cut. Hold the bandage right there, just like that. Lizzie does, and I tape it up.
"Excellent work, doctor," I tell her, and I kiss her forehead. She's thrilled. She turns to her grandmother.
"Did you hear, Mommy? I'm an excellent doctor."